And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the French engineer and physicist Nicolas Leonard Sadi Carnot, born in Paris in 1796, often described as the father of thermodynamics. He wrote one of the first physics books written for a general audience. It was called Reflections on the Motive Power of Fire. It came out in 1824. And he contributed his thinking to the second law of thermodynamics, which, as you remember, says that heat will naturally flow from a hotter to a colder body. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the lines, "I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by." John Masefield, born in Ledbury, England, 1878. He was an orphan sent to live with his aunt. She thought he read too much, and so she sent him off to a naval training school ship, where, of course, he had a lot of spare time, and he read more than ever. He was poet laureate of the United Kingdom for 37 years. It's the birthday of Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles, 1926, who said, "I don't want to make money, I just want to be wonderful." It was on this day in 1974, Henry J. Heimlich published his Heimlich Maneuver in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. It's the birthday of the linguist and translator C.K. Ogden, born Fleetwood, England, in 1889. He co-founded the Heretics Society, an organization dedicated to questioning religious dogma. He translated books from French and German into English, and he devoted many years to creating and advocating something he called Basic English, or Simple English, a simplified version of English that he believed could become a universal language. With a vocabulary of 850 words, only 18 of which were verbs, he thought it would be the solution to the problem of international miscommunication and misunderstanding, and would help to achieve world peace. George Orwell was in favor of it for a while, and H.G. Wells, but Orwell changed his mind about it, and he made fun of it in his novel 1984 as the model for newspeak, the state-sanctioned language that has no words to express original thought. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, entitled "The Last Things I'll Remember." The partly open hay barn door, white frame around the darkness, the broken board, small enough for a child to slip through. Walking in the cornfields in late July, green tassels overhead, the slap of flat leaves as we pass, silent and invisible from any road. Hollyhocks leaning against the stucco house, peonies heavy as fruit, drooping their deep heads on the doghouse roof. Lilac bushes between the lawn and the woods, a tractor shifting from one gear into the next, the throttle opened. The smell of cut hay, rain coming across the river, the drone of the hammer mill, milk machines at dawn. The Last Things I'll Remember, poem by Joyce Sutphen, from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.